While here in the U.S., debate boils over the picture-perfect food guide, in France, a much bigger question is coming into play. Should wine become officially a food? If classified as a substance with nutritive components, wine will no longer be subject to a strict 1991 law banning its advertisement on radio and television. And with a large wine surplus this season, export sales slumping and domestic consumption down from 130 bottles per person 40 years ago down to about 75 bottles a year today, the wine industry in France may need a little help, even if it means masquerading as a liquid snack. Joining with us now is Frank Pryle, wine columnist for the New York Times, and he joins us by phone from his home in New Jersey. Good to talk to you, Frank.
Hello, Neil.
How much trouble is the wine industry, is the French wine industry really in?
Oh, they're in a lot of trouble because nobody is drinking French wine. Not so much at home, but around the world.
How come?
Well, because what people like has changed. People like what are called user-friendly wines, wines that are soft, not too tannic, not too acidic. Wine has become more of a pleasure tool or usage than it ever was. It used to be really a food,
mm-hmm.
and now it's become sort of an appurtenance, like a watch or a nice car or something of that sort.
Sort of an accessory, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, the French Ministry of Agriculture estimates this year's wine harvest will be 19% bigger than last year's. How come the big change?
Well, it's not that big because last year, if you'll recall, there were tremendous heat waves in France and killed off a lot of the grapes, cut the last year's crop down very, very much. It's a very small crop, unusually small last year, picked some places earlier than it had been picked in 400 years, but there wasn't much of it. So going back up 19% or whatever they're claiming right now, is really just bringing it back up to normal.
I wanted to get back to what you said a minute ago about user-friendly wines.
Yes.
What would be a more user-friendly? I mean, is French wine intimidating to people around the world?
Well, that's part of it. But there's also a question of taste. French have always thought of wine literally as part of a meal. In other words, you could almost say as a food. And a lot of French wines, there are French white wines, you really can't drink by themselves. Chablis and a lot of white Burgundies, Macon white wines, they really are meant to go with food. And our idea of drinking wine in this country, and to some extent elsewhere in the New World, as the French love to call us, is wine as an aperitif. If you look at advertisements in magazines and newspapers, there is usually a good-looking woman and man standing around in a room drinking wine from a glass with no food in sight. And we do think of wine more as an aperitif. We drink wine as a cocktail, which is why our wines are loaded up with different flavors, the oak flavor, which is usually artificially added. It makes it more palatable to drink by itself.
I see. Now, I understand you just returned from one of your many trips to France. The wine industry, you say, is particularly hurting in Bordeaux.
Yes, Bordeaux's got a particular problem because they're the biggest. So it's more proportional than anything else. And it's also a question of marketing. The champagne people, for instance, are superb marketers because that's basically what that product is. They've been able to maintain that as a luxury product, and yet its price is really below a lot of... you can buy a bottle of good champagne for $25 or less, $19 now in some cases.
And
we still think of it as a luxury product. Really isn't. But that's great marketing. So they have no trouble selling their wine.
So in 30 seconds, any suggestions coming out for solving some of these major problems?
Oh, I think that they will be solved eventually by just adjustments. There will be fewer grapes grown, just like in California. California is yanking out grapevines because they're overproducing wine. You've seen this labels for the wine called Two-Buck Chuck. Two-Buck Chuck is based entirely on huge surplus wine, amounts of wine. And as the surplus dwindles, there'll be no more Two-Buck Chuck. And the same thing will happen in France.
Well, that may not be such a bad thing. Frank Pryle, thanks very much.
Okay, Neil.
Frank Pryle, wine columnist for the New York Times, joined us by phone from his home in New Jersey. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.